We shall never surrender.
One small step for man.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
What's the status quo of your favorite quote? Professor Buzzkill explains all on Quote or No Quote.
Hello there, Buzzkillers. It's your favorite professor here with your Quote or No Quote for the week. You know, outrageous charges and indefensible political ideas are often hurled around in times of turmoil and rhetorical strife. Commentators sometimes respond by wheeling out the old quote, and I put quote in quotation marks here, get it? By the French philosopher and Enlightenment writer Voltaire. Here it is. I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. And they use this old saw in an attempt to kind of calm things down, but also to support the principle of freedom of speech. Now, Voltaire was indeed a champion of freedom of speech and free-flowing political discourse, but did he actually write or say, I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it? Or is this another example of biographers and later scribes putting words in a great thinker's mouth? Well, Buzzkillers, there's no evidence that Voltaire ever said it or that he ever wrote it. This admittedly admirable phrase was penned by Evelyn Beatrice Hall, who published a book called The Friends of Voltaire in 1906. Initially writing under the pseudonym Stephen G. Tallentire, Ms. Hall wrote The Friends of Voltaire as a sort of anecdotal group biography of a prominent circle of 18th century European intellectuals who knew and corresponded with Voltaire. In that book, Mrs. Hall placed her summation of Voltaire's attitudes towards the writings of French philosopher Helvetius into the first person quote, I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. But the man himself, that is Voltaire himself, never said that. Another version of the non-quote sometimes appears this way. I detest what you write, sir, but I would give my life to make it possible for you to continue to write. The only time, Buzzkillers, Voltaire himself expressed a similar sentiment appears in his Treatise on Tolerance, when he says and when he writes, think for yourself and let others enjoy the privilege to do so too. Words to live by, Buzzkillers. Talk to you next week.
Kappacast.